Establishment media no longer ignore Biden inflation. By Wendell Hussebo on July 13, 2021. The establishment media are no longer hiding President Joe Biden's inflation numbers, just days after he claimed that no one is talking about this great inflation. The overwhelming consensus is it will pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one is talking about this great, you know, inflation, Biden said on June 24. If it turns out what we've done so far, is a mistake, it's going to show, Biden said. CNBC printed Tuesday that Sarah House, senior economist for Wells Fargo's corporate and investment bank, said inflation pressures remain more acute than appreciated and are going to be with us for a longer period. The Hill reported that inflation seems to be the economic word of the day. Bringing back the bad memories of the 1970s, inflation has reached a three-decade high, the publication continued. The past 2 years' emergency spending packages, bond buybacks, and printed money are repeating the worst mistakes of the Carter era. CNN reported Tuesday that inflation at a 13-year high with rising prices are putting on consumers got worse in June. The Wall Street Journal acknowledged, higher used auto prices continue to push inflation up, along with increases for new autos, airline fares and apparel, and that last month's consumer price index increased 5.4% from a year ago, the highest 12-month rate since August 2008. The core price index, which excludes the often volatile categories of food and energy, rose 4.5% from a year before. NPR admitted in a headline, inflation is still high. Used car prices could help explain what happens next. The Washington Post also wrote Tuesday that the data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Tuesday showed that prices rose 0.9% in the past month, a hike after prices also rose 0.6% in May. The price hike in June marked the largest one-month spike since June 2008.